The first one is called We Laughed at Him. We laughed at him, our hungry-eyed fool man with itching fingers who would see farther than all. We called him visionary, missionary, revolutionary, and, you know, all the other narries that plagued the peace. But nothing would deter him. With his own nails, he cut his eyes, scraped the crust over them, peeled off his priceless patina of rest, and the dormant fury of his damned pond broke into a cataract of blood tumbling down his face and chest. We laughed at his screams, the fool man, who would see what eyes are forbidden, the hungry-eyed man, the look-look man, the itching man bent to drag into daylight fearful signs hidden away for our safety at the creation of the world. He was always against blindness, you know, our quiet, sober blindness. Our lazy, he called it, blindness. And for his pains, a turbulent, torrential, cascading blindness behind a Congo river of blood. He sat backstage then behind his flaming red curtain and groaned in the pain his fingers unlocked, in the rainstorm of blows loosed on his head by the wild avenging demons he drummed free from the silence of their drum house, his prize for big-eyed greed. We sought by laughter to drown his anguish, but suddenly one day at height of noon, his screams turned to hymns of ecstasy. We knew then his pain had risen to the brain, and we took pity on him, the poor fool man, as he held converse with himself. We heard him say, "My Lord," to the curtain of his blood, "I come to touch the hem of your crimson robe." He went stark mad thereafter, raving about new sights he claimed to see, poor fellow. Sights you and I know are as impossible for this world to show as for a hen to urinate, if one may borrow one of his many crazy vulgarisms. He raved about trees topped with green and birds flying, yes, actually flying through the air, about the sun and the moon and stars, and about lizards crawling on all fours. But nobody worries much about him today. He has paid his price, and we don't even bother to laugh anymore.